Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
During the pandemic, the federal government stepped in to make school meals free for all students. When the program was set to expire in 2022, Massachusetts extended funding for another year. And last week, the state made school meals free for all public school students permanently. As WBUR's Emily Piper Valillo reports, local school leaders and families are welcoming the change.
Outside Avery Elementary in Dedham, Jean Clark hands out hot dogs and Jell-O cups to students in the 80-degree heat of early August.
What's the magic word? Oh, I thought that's what you said.
Clark is a food service manager with Dedham Public Schools. Today, she is serving meals through Summer Eats, a program that provides free breakfast and lunch to children under 18. She estimates that more than 300 kids have come for meals every day this summer. It's a reflection of how high demand is, and it's no different during the academic year.
I mean, we see plenty of kids like in the schools that that's a main lunch, that's a main meal for the day.
And now that Governor Healey signed into law a state budget making free school meals permanent, school communities applaud the move. Public schools will now continue to provide breakfast and lunch to all students at no charge, regardless of household income, making Massachusetts the eighth state to take this step. To parents like Kim Tierney, a mother in Dedham, it comes as a relief.
In our house, food is the biggest expense, literally. Not the mortgage, food. Like, food is the biggest expense, so this is like a huge help.
The $172 million investment wraps in revenue from the so-called millionaire's tax, a tax on incomes over $1 million that voters passed last fall. Jennifer Lemmerman is vice president of public policy at Project Bread, a statewide anti-hunger nonprofit that pushed for a universal free school meal program. She says that many Massachusetts households don't qualify for a federal food assistance program because of the state's high cost of living.
Right now, 26% of families with children in Massachusetts are food insecure. And when you take a look at across those families, one in four of them don't qualify for free or reduced price meals. They make too much, but they're still struggling to put food on the table at home.
Some Massachusetts districts already receive federal funding to feed all students, if a certain threshold is considered low income. In those schools, all students, regardless of need, can eat for free. But in mixed-income districts, it's a different story. In Cambridge, the median household income is roughly $100,000 a year. With so many high-income households, some neighborhood schools are not eligible for federal meal reimbursement, even though more than 1 in 10 residents are economically disadvantaged. 8-year-old TJ is a Cambridge student who entered kindergarten in 2020. His mom, Musakula Masakoi, says though he can be a picky eater, she always knows what's on the school menu. Knowing her son could get fed at school made it not only financially, but logistically easier for her.
It's helpful not only for, the fuel, but also for the parents, the working parents, and some of the parents that are not working, that are trying to figure out, okay, that'll have just one less worry in their day-to-day.
School leaders, meanwhile, understand the impact of hunger on learning. When kids go to school on an empty stomach, it impacts everything from attention span to attendance. Paul Haughey is the superintendent of Spencer East Brookfield Regional School District.
A hungry student cannot learn. Go a day without eating yourself. You're going to suffer from headaches, stomach aches, all kinds of things.
Clark, the Dedham Food Services Manager, has been with the district for 30 years. With the school year less than a month away, she's grateful that no one child will have to be singled out anymore.
I know, like in the schools, for the free lunches, when it was just, you paid and I got a free lunch, it was embarrassing for the kids. This way, everybody's in the same boat, they're all going through, getting their free lunch, and nobody can say anything.
This way, she adds, it removes the stigma from getting a free school meal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Emily Piper Valillo.